Oh, yeah.
And it's a big hole to fill when you're filling your holes with stuff.
The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Matt's Salt Shaker Emporium for all your salt shaker needs.
I need more, dude. I've been selling
salt,
them.
Pepper, salt and pepper shakers.
Come on, wait, is this Spatula City? Oh, no, that's
no,
not.
No, dude, see all the salt and pepper shakers in the corner. It's Matt's Salt Pepper Shaker Emporium for all your salt and pepper shaker needs.
Dude, you've got matching sets.
All I know is you have to diversify when you sell stuff, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. You need salt and pepper.
Imagine.
Sometimes you got to dip into sugar bowls.
Sugar bowls.
Imagine like the needs of people on your hands. So you have 10 needs. If you meet every one of those needs, you're always going to be selling something. Dude.
Is turtles
Sex,
the 11th
drugs,
need?
Drugs, turtles.
Oh, it's a third need, of course.
Turtles falls in with toys, dude. So
yes, it does.
That's a big need.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big hole to fill when you're filling your holes with stuff. You know?
I like where this is going. Let's tell me more about filling the holes.
Dicks.
All right.
Turtle dicks.
All right. I don't like where this is going anymore. Let's change gears.
Did you guys see that photo I sent you of that hot tamale that looked like a dick and balls?
Yeah.
That was, happy Valentine's Day to me.
I thought it was a Swedish fish.
No, it was a hot tamale. I pulled it out.
Well, that is one hot tamale.
It literally looked like a dick shaft and two balls, two hangers, dude.
I love hot tamales, and my favorite part is after you're done eating the box and your mouth tastes like metal.
Yeah.
It's just like, what the fuck can I do? You can't taste for hours.
You take a drink of soda, and you're I can't taste this.
Yeah, there's not a thing.
Because all my fucking taste buds are burnt off.
I burnt them all. So
all the enamel on my teeth is gone.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what the fuck is a juju fruit? Ah, oh, yeah.
Gross, dude.
Yeah, the black ones.
Why is there guano in this?
See, juju fruits are at the absolute worst to get stuck in you. Like, you can literally just look at one and you put it right on your tongue and it goes, yow. Oh, fuck, it's stuck in my tooth.
No.
Next
dude,
one. Yow.
Dots.
Man, I love dots.
I love dots.
That's like part of my problem.
Thing.
Dots are good, but
and
they kind of 50-50 for me. But they're not as bad as juju fruits getting stuck in. They do get stuck in your teeth, and you're doing that. Like, oh.
Is there any like candy that has like one flavor that you just hate that one flavor, but you like the rest? Like
the yellow Starburst. Fuck no.
So yellow Starburst for you, or like some people are like, that grape Jolly Rancher.
Anything banana I don't like.
Oh, you don't?
Candy.
Oh, even,
come on,
even
motherfuckers.
Like Runtz?
It's fucking candy, dude. Don't be mixing good shit in with
you know, bubblegum is banana flavored. Like, actual bubblegum, that's from a banana.
Really?
Yeah.
You ruined it for me.
I'm so sorry.
Bubblegum.
I didn't know.
I'm done, dude. Cut it. We're done. This is the end of it.
I'm just kidding. It comes from a leaf.
It comes from bat shit.
A fucking cocaine leaf or what?
Maybe. I don't know. You know, you tell me. It was in the 50s.
We're going to purchase some cocaine. Cocaine.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. It's very good. It's good.
I did have an idea for invention, and it was like an alcohol-flavored or an alcohol, like chewable gum, where you would actually get drunk by chewing the gum.
Dude, that would have to be crazy to get a piece of gum.
Oh,
They have stuff like that.
Well, now they have edibles, so it's like it's pointless. But I was thinking alcohol, and they're like, yeah, we got THC.
Well, we'll just make that cocaine gum so that way Arnold Schwarzenegger can pour it out and do the cocaine.
Cocaine, I'm
Give me a cocaine gum.
Give me all the gum. I know you have the cocaine gum.
I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Kimball.
Jesus,
Kindergarten Cop 2 or 3.
I think like...
You should do one when they're all grown up.
Yeah, they should.
Dude, like a fucking alcohol candy that probably would get you drunk within the matter of like, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Fuck that. People will be doing that and driving. They're not
Sam
gonna...
Jackson's candy.
Well, they have like those chocolates. They have those chocolates and it's like Jack Daniels inside the chocolate.
Yeah, but there's barely...
Those are Amaretto Sours, aren't they?
Well, there's all kinds of them.
There's all kinds of them, but there's barely any alcohol in that.
I remember when I was working at the bank, right, around Christmas
time.
I was
12 years old.
People were bringing in like stuff for us, and they're like, hey, it's a rum ball. There's rum in it. I'm like, oh, so it's not just a clever name. So we were getting fucking hammered eating these cookies, and they would bring in this stuff called Coquito. Which is...
it's Spanish for cocaine.
It's like a fermented sort of drink made out of like coconut milk and it's like an alcohol.
It tastes like feet?
No, it tastes really good.
Nice.
It's good.
It's very much good.
It is good, yes.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, we used to get hammered working at the bank.
Sure, you can have some cash back. You're take like, all you like.
You're like, whatever.
You want small bills, big bills, all the bills.
Hey, Bill, get in here.
I think we're getting robbed.
Oh, my God.
It. Yeah, it's like when I worked in the hotel, we had a girl one time. She was like, I don't bake, but I decided to make a rum cake. Try it. Holy shit.
You got the 100 proof huff?
Yeah. It was like, okay, if you ever had Tris Leches cake, you know, it's kind of soggy and like gross. Like, that's how it was. Like, I cut it and I'm like, dude, this is just a sponge for this liquor.
Yeah.
Like, my plate had fucking
liquor.
Yeah, it was like poured out. It was like a piece of cake laying.
And she was 151.
Dude, I was like, I want another piece.
You're like, this is awful. Ah,
man, you remember that time you got loaded off that cake?
Yeah, pretty much. And then everybody after that was like, when are you going to bring another one?
Yeah. I had a gin pie one time, and it was pretty famously got really hammered eating.
That doesn't
this thing.
Sound good at all.
It's gin pie.
Yeah, so it's like Jello, and you make a pie out of it with like Cool Whip and Cool Jello. Whip. And she put gin in it, and it was on like an Oreo cookie crust. It was fucking rank and
so
disgusting.
So basically, it's like a big Jello shot.
Yeah.
With like whipped cream.
Yeah, with like nasty.
That just sounds gross. That's especially because it's
gin. I'm gonna tell you guys, I literally like dug my hands in and like fed my face and stuff. I was so out of it. I think I drove home on top of a car. And I don't know how I got home.
Jesus,
it was insane. I heard it was fun, but hey.
That story doesn't make me happy.
I do remember at one point trying to throw up in an empty box of, I want to say Tequiza. You remember that beer?
Oh, God, yeah.
Trying to throw up in that. And someone came by and kicked it.
An empty box.
And we were indoors. Oh, no, man.
We all had our moments. Yeah. Dude, I remember one time puking in a McDonald's.
I remember being 16.
Go on, I can't make it. And I was like, I still had fries in there, but I just couldn't take them out in time.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, no, my fries.
I hope they were Burger King fries.
No, it was McDonald's.
Oh, that's a shame.
Even worse, dude.
So you don't like banana candy. You don't like yellow Starburst.
It's the yellow theme.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We were talking about the black jujufruit, which is not everybody's favorite. You know,
anything licorice, really, yeah. Unless it's red licorice, I'm not a fan of.
I like them every once in a while. Like, they have those crows, which are like dots, but they're licorice. I like that. No. You know.
I don't like black licorice.
No?
No.
That's why you're not into Jaeger? Or
that's only licorice I like.
Yeah, I like, they used to get these licorice pipes. They're like black licorice pipes. Yeah. Those are good.
Nah.
Well, I like
remember them. When you were growing up, we had cigarette candy.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you would blow on it, the dust would come off, and you're like, I'm smoking. Ha!
God, those were the good days.
You'd buy a pack of those in your fucking turtle pie.
You ever be excited that you got, like, a little thing of the candy cigarettes, you open it up, and it's one that looked like little joints? You're like, it's not the gum ones. These suck. You're like, what is this shit? But I actually got a scented candle this week that is Ninja Turtle Pie scented candle.
I don't know if I want to like rejoice or puke.
I am never going to burn it.
Does it smell like a turtle ass?
It's like super intense vanilla pudding.
Yeah.
So it's not
like tapioca pudding out of the old school like neon green.
Yep.
Like,
keep going. You're
like you're there.
Molecular like pies that we used to eat.
Yeah, keep going, dude. You're
that,
there.
That you could open
in
one
the
up,
sun.
You can open one up today and still eat it.
It's buzzing, dude. You're radioactive fucking five.
Hit it.
You know that piece of nuclear waste that Homer has in the beginning?
Yep.
I think that was just a turtle pie.
Yeah.
I think they made them from like leftover slime from You Can't Do That on Television. You know, so
dude, I remember I ate like five of those one time, and then it's like the fifth
how'd that
one
work out?
Was it was down, and it was like, excuse me, while I have to burn.
Oh my
fucking
god!
Fucking green, just like. Like a cartoon,
and the
like,
corners never digest. You know, so
dude, from like the side, dude, you just see it. It's just like.
So you know you puke those out, and then you drink your Ecto Cooler.
Oh my
dude! I would kill people for Ecto Cooler. I love
that. Dude, that's why
so good.
People our age, like late 30s, early 40s, aren't getting sick, dude. Because we put so much shit in our fucking
well preserved,
dude. In our system, it's like fuck COVID, dude. We ain't getting
Dunkaroos,
it.
Dunkaroos, Kudos. Let's see what else. Shark Bites. What else?
Everything.
Do you remember the adult juice boxes, the
Boku's.
Yeah,
with Richard Lewis.
All
I want is a Boku. That's all I want. I don't know. I'm here. Boku. Civil Shepherd's here. I don't know why. You know, it's like, it's like, ugh. Yeah, I remember that.
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's fucking gross, dude. I bought it when it came back out. Like, I'm going to relive the 80s.
It was awesome.
I drank it, and I was like, that fucking tastes like shit.
It why literally like it? Tastes like Pepsi. It's just no, it missing the like color. Pepsi. Serious no. to fucking Christ. It, those...
I don't know. Then I got a different batch because mine did
it's
not taste
the
like
the same formula minus the dye, dude. That's it.
Well, I mean, it's like with Mountain Dew where you get like the sugarcane Mountain Dew versus regular Mountain Dew. I don't like the sugarcane one anymore.
I don't like it anymore.
You know, it's just like I could see the Pepsi not tasting the same by not having
it's,
that.
It's
thing
all
in
it's
it.
All it's all mental, dude.
I don't know. I don't like Pepsi as it is though. So.
I don't know.
I didn't think it tasted the same. I thought it tasted like ass.
New Coke tastes like ass. And if Coke you ever try the one that had cinnamon in it, you're like, what fucking genius decided to put cinnamon in fucking Pepsi?
We already did this before.
Did we?
Fucking, okay. And actually, I did the same fucking thing.
The Cherry Coke fucking vanilla?
Yes.
It tastes like iron.
Yeah. Diet, because I'm like, okay, I gotta stop with the soda. I picked it up during COVID. I'm going to switch to diet and try to wean myself back
Coke
off.
Zero, man.
So I was like, I'm going to get some Cherry Coke Zero.
It's fucking awesome.
Shit, I didn't even realize you were drinking soda again.
Got it. I got home, pulled it out. Didn't even notice, put one in the fridge. I'm like, oh, I'll get it with dinner. Crack it open. What the fuck is this gross shit in my mouth?
It's like I'm drinking
and I look at the can like,
just kids
I'm
Coke.
Like,
what is this, piss?
I did the same thing. I got the fucking vanilla.
And it looks the same, dude, except for like a little...
It's got a little white light on the cherry.
Yeah, fucking blow me, dude.
That took me back to fucking Little Monsters with Fred Savage, where they pissed in the kids' apple juice. And I was thinking, I'm like, that's a bit of overkill, but okay.
That's what Coke did, dude. They're like, we made a shit ton of this. We can't sell it. Let's make it look like the stuff that does sell.
Then we'll move it.
That's all the stuff that's left
like,
over on the bottom.
Yeah,
cherry... In anything,
it's like Bud Dry.
Tastes good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool, dude.
I like raspberry flavor.
So make your Coke, make your Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Make your Cherry Coke, make your Cherry Diet Coke, and then Coke Zero, whatever. Cherry in it, dude. That's fine. You start putting orange. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Good call.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Orange cream soda.
Fucking
Coke,
dude.
Oh, it's so bad.
Orange cream soda on its own is good.
Yeah,
but with Coke flavor, no, it doesn't taste like a goddamn ice cream float. It tastes like piss.
It tastes like dick.
Yeah. If dick has a flavor, it's that. It tastes like ground up jujubes.
If Benjamin was an ice cream flavor,
he'd be Cherry Coke fucking dick. This vanilla dick.
This soda's ribbed for her pleasure. Ew.
He'd be cream soda.
Yeah,
Coke.
that is definitely one of the flavors I could do without.
Dude,
I mean.
I hate all those stupid ones. Like, just stop.
I tried the peach one, and I tried the raspberry one, too, and I'm like, all right, raspberry Coke I get, but, like, peach, just why?
See, raspberry is because it's close to cherry flavor.
Yeah.
I can understand.
Yeah. Black cherry is, like, another level, too, man.
Black cherry, great. Black cherry is delicious.
Black cherry doesn't even need anything else. Just make it black cherry soda, and you're like, sold.
Yeah.
I'm like, good. You got me.
The thing about Coke is...
But they need to fucking switch your packaging. If you work for Coke and you fucking listen, switch your goddamn packaging.
Make it look white,
really.
Dude. If I'm seeing a white, but that's fucking vanilla, I'm not buying it.
That's the problem. The box is black and red, just like the cherry
dude,
Coke.
If you like cherry vanilla Coke, that's cool, man. Buy it up. But I don't want to buy it on
buy
accident.
Buy it all so I don't buy it. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like there's this big shift, too. Like, from what I understand, it's hard to find just regular Coke Zero now. Like, everybody's buying it.
Yeah. And you know it's popular, too, when restaurants start having it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Like, when you go to the drive-thru, it's not just Coke, Diet Coke. It's like Coke Zero, fucking Cherry Coke.
Well, I gotta give Coke credit, dude. They fucking mastered the Coke dispenser now. Because it does a million different mixes.
Yeah.
So I give them credit.
That is the one thing I miss about going to the movies, too.
So basically, in that thing, you eat soda waters, the majority of it.
Yeah.
But then the flavors, it's like 10 or 12 different flavor, like ink cartridges. I've seen them replace them. And it literally looks like a big ink cartridge they plug in. And all those different concoctions... You're fucking from all
I
this
used to
stuff,
change
dude.
Those when I worked at Outback.
I used to pop them and drink the juice, dude.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like,
you try
cheese.
It, boy.
And I look like the guy from Dick Tracy with a little mouth.
Oh my god.
The butthole mouth guy, what's his name?
Oh god.
The butthole mouth bag guy.
I remember Itchy and I remember Prune Face.
Prune Face.
Prune Face.
He had the little face and he's like, hey, did you try that really sour thing?
Nope.
Yeah,
I did that one time with Warhead. Someone dared me to put like as many as I could in my mouth and I put 37 in there.
Jesus Christ, dude.
I ruined my mouth for 2 days.
I bet.
Imagine.
Not even metal. Like I literally tasted nothing. I'm like, look, put a fucking cigarette out on my tongue. Oh, nothing. Dude. I'm like, nothing.
Remember that weird like atomic like powder you could just buy like, a little keg of it?
Yeah. Crave?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Something, dude. Yeah. But it came in like the little like toxic looking thing.
Yeah.
And it was a sour just powder. I remember as a kid I would eat that all the time. Just be like, good, dude. Next one. I do like two, dude.
Oh, dude. Blue Pixie Sticks with Jolt Cola was my shit. Oh, I loved it.
Iron Stomach.
Jolt
dude.
Was so. Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
See, that's why.
Yeah.
See, that's why we're okay as a generation. We had Jolt Cola.
We're all going to die a terrible death.
Mountain Dew with extra caffeine.
Dude, we're all dying of cancer at fucking 60, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's happening.
Our insides just glow. Yeah.
You're like, what'd you have when you were a kid? Fucking Dunkaroos?
It looks like your spine is floating in radioactive juice.
That would be the Ecto Cooler.
Like, you know, you got to go to an x-ray and they make you drink stuff.
Yeah, the barium dye.
Yeah, you don't need
to
do
it. Our generation, they're like, just walk in front. You're cool. They're like, did you eat turtle pies and drink Jolt Cola? Like, yep, go ahead.
You're good.
Oh my god. If they wanted to kill off this entire generation, all they would have to do is re-release a tainted batch of Ecto Cooler.
Oh my god.
Done.
Dude.
We're all fucking dead.
Jesus Christ.
I'm the first one dead.
I tried the new
I got in line first.
I tried the new Ecto Cooler when it came out, man. It's not that good. Or my memory just fucking lied to me.
I'm gonna say it's your memory, dude.
I remember it, but like, man, it's being so good, and I have one like, man, this tastes like fucking pure sugar.
It's just like if you ate one of those turtle pies, dude.
Oh my god.
Your childhood, those were amazing, dude. You opened your lunchbox at lunch, and you're like, my fucking mom loves
I can
me.
Remember the smell, dude.
Wow, I got a card inside.
Yeah. I fucking got a turtle pie. Fucking amazing. I'm sure if you ate it now, you'd be like, what the fuck did I just eat?
I tried to relive that, dude, by buying this one of them cheap generic apple pies from the gas station.
Yep.
I'm like, it looks like it. It's not green, though. Let me just take a bite. And I'm like, not it.
I get the lemon one every once in a while.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I like the lemon or the cherry one, but the apple, not as much.
But it's not tapioca, bro.
No, dude. I don't think they can legally make that stuff anymore.
I mean,
I think the animal that it was coming from is now extinct.
I mean, Matt got the closest eating the 1994 Power Rangers cookies.
Oh, my God.
Dude. Oh, the ones behind you?
The vanilla?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm not going to lie. That wasn't the worst decision I've ever made, dude.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I seriously, like...
Ranch-flavored soda was mine.
When I opened the bag still had air, dude. Like, and I'm like, oh, okay, these are probably going to be good. And they were still kind of juicy, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Wait, what?
I just like that the brand is Delicious. They're like, what should we call our company? We'll just call it Delicious.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm from the East, so we had, like Drake's Cakes and Little Debbie and, like, all of those. I think it's, like, different and regional out here. So a lot of the stuff you guys are like, hey, give me this. And I'm like, oh, you mean Devil Dogs? Like, what the fuck are you
really,
talking about?
If you look at the ingredients of those cookies, it's really not anything that bad in there.
No, I mean, it's...
I'm not going to get botulism.
Sand.
It's enriched flour.
Yeah,
I'm not
going to
get botulism.
Sugar, partially hydrogenated vegetable shortening.
Dude, I got...
Corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup.
Wow, that was $20?
No.
Salt, baking soda, soy.
No, my friend.
All right.
My friend, I got a deal on that, my friend.
Which reminds me, have you guys seen that they are releasing new Ninja Turtle figures with the Power Rangers? So they're going to be like turtles in Power Ranger outfits.
I don't have hope about that.
Yeah, I don't think I like
well,
that.
Well, it's a thing. But
no,
anyway.
Sir, I don't like it.
No, sir.
No, it's my sheet.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I did see that, what was it, 3 years ago or 4 years ago, we had done our Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah.
Was it? I think it was 3 years, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Wow.
I was a big fat fuck back then.
Now
your head looks
fat
fucking
fat.
Tiny, dude.
Now I'm just averagely fat.
Same.
So the worst thing about me eating those cookies, dude, was that they bloated me out.
Oh, wow.
And then I got instant diarrhea. And so basically, it just all came out, and then I couldn't shit for 3 days.
Oh. Well, I can see the benefit to that.
It really wasn't that
bad. Yeah, you're traveling. You know, you're absent for a day.
I traveled with him after it, and he just complained he couldn't shit the whole
time. Yeah, I was just... I
can't shit.
And my fart stunk real bad.
Oh. Yep, I'll give you that. You do have some nasty ass.
Like, it was like the poo was trying to come out, but it was like...
Like, he'd be just sitting in the car, and he just...
Nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you're going to eat old stuff, as long as it's, like, in a closed bag, fucking do it.
So, let's, instead of doing, like, a full Week in Geek, right, because we're doing this episode.
Yeah.
Why don't we do, like, a Week in Geek about, like, geeky foods? Like, something like that. Like, what would be, like, a geeky food? Like, we talked about Ecto Cooler and Turtle Pies and stuff like that. What would be, like, a geeky food that you would want to bring back?
So, basically, I'm just going to throw this out there. It's because Valentine's Day just happened. Heart-shaped pizza. Is that they geeky? Still they still have it. I'm not saying bring it back. I think they have it. But is that just overrated?
That's overrated.
Like, is that like, hey,
do you
want
to know why?
I'm trying to get...
know why it's overrated? It's less pizza.
It is less pizza.
Oh, I thought they would have just taken the same pizza. And
no, it's less pizza.
Fuck.
You're getting ripped off.
Fuck that.
Yeah, it's
kill it.
Yeah, so that's not geeky.
Take it away.
What if it was in the shape of a turtle shell?
No.
It is. It's a circle.
It's a circle. A sewer lid, bro?
It's a circle. Sewer lid. Complete. It's a circle.
Yeah.
Geeky food that I'd bring back? I don't know.
Man, dude. Mr. T cereal, right?
You know what? How about just any kind of cereal that's themed after a video game? Because they really don't have
Yeah.
Actually, no. They sell Minecraft Super Mario themed.
They still do?
Yeah, Super Mario still has a cereal.
Damn.
Yeah, but there used to be Super Mario and Zelda cereal, right?
Actually, I think the Zelda's still around, too.
No way.
Really? I think it is. I know the Super Mario is.
Ninja Turtle cereal that came with a free bowl.
Fucking A, man. That's a good call. Because
I think instead of more of the geeky foods, they need to bring back prizes in the cereal box.
Yeah.
But for they were like, what do they put, like gift cards?
Dude.
Ibuprofen?
It'd be like, we were kids, dude. You had to save
up. Y'all
can't
be winners, kid.
Yeah. You had to save up six, proof of purchase, mail it in. Like, they should bring that.
Nah, dude, fuck that. Like, prizes in cereal always were fucking garbage, dude, because they lied to you. Save up 38,000 fucking proofs of purchase for
my
this fucking
My Sockmaster
shirt.
Disagrees. So, Cap'n Crunch, and I got my Sockmaster. Hell yeah. I love that shit. So, Sockmaster.
I think that's what they need to bring back, dude, is they need to bring back specialty items that you get when you eat so much of that shit.
Yeah.
Like the...
I got diabetes now. I got me a free bowl.
Well, basically, that's like the...
I got a new foot.
That's like the coveted Mountain Dew Xbox.
Right?
If you drank so much Mountain Dew and had so much, you could get the coveted...
The kids are sitting there wheezing.
You talking about Marlboro
edition.
Miles?
Yeah, basically.
Got my Mountain Dew.
I guarantee there's a guy who won that shit and still playing it. He weighs 1,000 pounds.
He's in fucking like...
He just died. Just now.
No, he's nuclear, bro.
He's nuclear. Yeah. He doesn't have red blood cells. It's all code red.
He's got to drink at least 10 Code Reds a day to stay alive.
I don't even know. That's. I would bring back.
But dude, those Xboxes, those Mountain Dew Xboxes, are worth like $400.
Damn, dude. Somebody died for that. You're paying for it. Son.
Pretty much. It's just like the coveted Taco Bell Xbox One.
Jesus Christ.
You had to win those though. But when you turn it on, it makes the Taco Bell noise. The bell.
Boom.
Yeah.
Fuck you. I don't want that.
I'm gonna go with Snapple Rain. Remember that?
Yeah. Orbits, dude.
Yeah, I used to chug Orbits before concerts.
Dude.
Yeah.
Orbits.
It's not a good idea.
The weird shaped can. I used to drink a whole, like, look, not can, but bottle of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the bottle.
And I would leave, I would spit the little things back.
Oh,
and
crazy.
And it would save me one sip of, it was all the little Orbits balls in one sip, dude.
We used to try to chug them down and race each other to see who would throw up.
Nah, those wouldn't make you throw up. Those are little
they did.
Flavor crystals, dude. Those are good, man.
I loved them. I mean, but I'm just saying, before a concert, we always used to chug them down. It was hilarious. We're like, we're going to see Seven Dust tonight. All right, let's go to Shaw's and get an Orbits.
Yeah, but Orbits wasn't, there was any alcohol in it. It was just like a fruit.
Oh, yeah, it was just like drinking a lava lamp.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Orbits is a good call, too. I would say Orbits would be a good one, but I'm going for Snapple.
What about the Arch Deluxe from McDonald's?
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, just, it was mostly onion, I recall.
Yeah, dude, it was a fancy quarter pounder.
If I could bring back anything from McDonald's, it would be the Happy Meal Halloween buckets.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those were
better.
You remember the pizza?
Or the fucking toys, the little nuggets with Halloween costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're bringing those back now as the Funkos.
Oh, yeah, the Funkos. But fuck those, dude. They're not the same, dude.
Well, yeah.
You
know? But they're still cool, you know?
They're all right.
I like them.
They're all right.
I like nuggets.
Dude, they're all right.
I like nuggies.
Right.
Dude, honestly, what was it, like 5 years ago when McDonald's did chicken wings? I'm not going to lie, those were pretty good.
How about McDonald's? The chicken selects are probably the best chicken tender on the market.
This isn't,
say, they have the chicken wings.
This isn't nerdy, but bring back motherfucking snack wraps, you fuckers, because I can only get them in Canada, dude. Yeah, what? Yeah. America can't be fucking healthy?
Well,
dude,
you go up there and get your poutine, too?
Yeah, you can. That's
like KFC, man. They had the Zinger Wrap.
Yes.
I used to fucking love the Zinger Wrap. I used to eat one, like, every day.
Yeah, dude, they were good.
I fucking loved just the sauce, and they got rid of it, and I've never been able to
find it. We ordered 20 snack wraps before we left Canada last time we were up there, and then like
did you freeze them?
Nah, dude, we're just eating them in the fucking eating them in line to get out of Canada, dude. And then the guy's like, "You got anything to declare?" And I'm like, "I went to Toys R Us and I have a bag of 20 snack wraps." And he's like, "Not that." And I'm like,
"Not that, you fucking idiot."
Oh, like, all right.
Wow.
That's it, dude.
He treated you guys like...
he's not that, eh?
He's like, "I got a bag of ketchup-flavored potato chips and a bag of milk."
I'm actually Dan Aykroyd. I'm Dan Aykroyd, and I'm trying to escape. First of all, head vodka.
God, dude.
But, you know, Canadians, they buy their milk by the bag.
A bag of milk
and some Kraft dinner.
I would like a bag of milk and some ketchup-flavored potato chips.
Hey, those all dressed-up potato chips are pretty good.
And I would like to
make... I don't know what flavor they are, but they're good.
I would like to make the Quebecian pizza. It's a Pop-Tart with the ketchup on it.
The Pop-Tart.
Jeez, dude, I've been watching... Epic Mealtime lately, and they've been doing some new episodes. It's basically just him, and like every once in a while, one of the old gals will show up. But he's crazy, dude. Like they lost it; they didn't lose a TV show. They had the season or two of the one TV show. And then he's back this on YouTube, and like it's crazy, man. That dude's like grasping.
Well, you know? You can only do that kind of stuff for so long before people are kind of like, "I'm over it."
I mean, it's he's funny.
He is. I mean,
that's the first thing I ever watched on YouTube that I went to YouTube specifically to watch.
Everyone thinks because you're a zombie, you don't know good coffee. Well, they're wrong. We have very active lifestyles. It's not all wandering the countryside aimlessly or scaring passing motorists. And we all love a good cup of joe. And there's only one brew that gets my seal of approval. Deadly Grounds coffee is my guilty pleasure. Bold, robust, delicious. It's coffee that can wake the dead. With over a dozen different roasts and flavors, Deadly Grounds can satisfy the most finicky of coffee addicts. The aroma is so intoxicating. It brings all of my neighbors out of the woodwork. Deadly Grounds coffee. Coffee to die for and zombie approved. It's good to get a little deadly.
Use the front door!
Oh, they're so disgusting.
Well, yeah, I think I introduced you.
I think you did, man. Yeah. But I used to go and like look.
I want to see someone build something out of just Pop-Tart corners. Those useless things. It's like, oh, there's no frosting on this shit.
The leftover Pop-Tart parts.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't dissolve either. It's like the edges to the turtle pies.
I go on YouTube to look for somebody that can make a Hot Pocket that's actually warm in the middle.
Oh, yeah. No, that doesn't happen. So
yeah, you just gotta cook it halfway so it's soft, and you gotta poke holes
in it. Well, I was laughing. I saw a picture because you know our country's in a deep freeze right now, and it said it's literally a geographical picture
of a hot pocket.
Because it's all cold.
Nice.
Oh, that's warmer towards the coast. Yeah,
that's hilarious, dude. Well, that's the funniest anecdote I've heard all week.
Now you tell one. I love Jub Jub. He's everywhere you want to be.
Jub Jub.
I'm Troy McClure.
You may remember me from such episodes as Dial M for Murderousness.
You remember me from such memes.
I saw
one of him, too, and I was like, you know you're reading that in his voice.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally. If I see that, him and Morgan Freeman, dude, that voice automatically switches.
Oh, that was from my feed, actually.
I think it was you.
Right, yeah.
Because there are times when I'm going through, like, he already shared.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna share it.
Oh, it's the same way. I look at something and I'm like, oh yeah, I should say it. Oh yeah.
You just shared it. Fuck
you.
I should shit my pants. Oh wait.
I just fucking did.
Fucking Joe Pesci.
Did Joe Pesci just shit himself?
I should share it for my other brother.
He's old enough now. He probably could.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude.
Irishman, I just shit myself in that movie.
I didn't bring my Depends.
Oh, Al Pacino acted really well in that. It kind of made me shit myself.
He just kind of rambles off and
goes to sleep. Yeah, he's just rambling off. He's like, De Niro.
He's sleeping like a baby. Let him sleep in his drawer. He lives in a drawer.
He's like, stab you. It's in a drawer. Whoa, Pesci's just got that.
Pesci's just having his night terrors. Yeah.
He's like, shine box.
Shit, dude.
He just lays in the corner and does like a.
Yeah, he's like a fucking scared dog, dude. Like, you have a dog having a bad dream.
It's like, he's dreaming.
you just look.
And then somebody just puts a pillow over his head and no, don't kill him. God, dude, he's just fucking having a bad.
Who invited Ray Liotta?
Just fucking wake him up. It's the fucking Chantix. I'm telling you,
it's Chantix. Fuck,
I gotta stop smoking.
Well, Dan, I got a great cheese on the side of my face.
Ooh-ah.
Man, Ray Liotta's gonna be pissed when he hears this.
He's in a fucking head.
He's gonna show up to your house, dude. He's gonna be like, yeah.
What did you fucking say? You
fucking got something to say to me, guy? Huh?
Like, that's not a Ray Liotta impression. You're just yelling. Oh, wait.
You're gonna wake up to, come outside, you wild hogs.
What'd you do with my stash?
Jesus, like, Christ.
That's a deep cut from Goodfellas, but okay.
God. All right, so let's wrap this one, because it's a short week.
Woo!
Because we have to literally put this out. As soon as we hit done recording.
Aren't you happy we're finally putting out?
Yeah.
We're going to put it out.
So check us out on geeklifehq.com and geeklifehq on...
Yeah, check us out everywhere.
Instagram. And check us out on Hellfire Radio now.
Yes. Listen to us. And then all the other podcasts that you hear with us, go on those podcasts and talk shit and say we sent you.
And talk about how great we are
compared to them. Yes. Do that a lot.
Say, love it. You guys aren't Geek Life.
Yeah. Fuck you.
If you're not Geek Life, fuck you.
Pretty much.
You guys don't do Joe Pesci voices.
and Morgan Fairchild.
Morgan Fairchild.
Yeah.
You don't got Mel Gobson on your show.
You ain't got Wal Markberg.
Yeah, Wal Markberg. He's from fucking the lower Boston area.
Hey, go check out the podcast, guy.
Hey, what are you doing, guy?
Tell your mother the podcast sucks.
It's like I'm the fucking mayor of podcasts.
No, that's his brother.